we'll go to the Ishapanishad. Go to page, what is the page number? 13. We read the sloka all together. Go to page 13. So there is a sloka which is Om Purnam. So similarly, we'll go to the next sloka that will start from. Then mantra 1, which is on page 17. Similarly, we'll go to mantra 2 like that. We'll recite the sloka with all together. No repeating, okay? Everybody ready? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Evavisyate Isabhasyam Idam Sarvam Yatkincha Jagatyam Jagat Tena Tyaktena Bhunjitha Magritha Kashyasvidhanam Kurbaneveha Karmani Jijiveshyasyantam Samaha Evam Tvai Nanyateho Asti Na Karma Lipyate Nare Asujya Namate Loka Andhena Tamashabritaha Tamste Pretyabhigachanti Eke Chatma Hano Janaha Anejadekam manusujyavyo naina deva apnuvan purvamasya tadhavato anyan atyeti tisthat tasminapo matrishva dadhati tad ejati tan nejati tadure tadvantike tadantarasya sarvasya tadu sarvasyasya bhayatah Yastu sarvani bhutani atmani vanu pasyati sarva bhutesu chatmanam tato na vijugupsate Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmevabhut vijanatah tatra ko moha kashoka ekattam anupasyatah Saparigat shukram makayam abranam asnaviram shuddham apapaviddham Kabir Manisi Parifu Swayambhura Yathatayatu Arthan Vyadadhaja Chaswatibhya Samabhyaha Andham Tama Pravishanti Ye Avidya Upasate Tato Bhuya Ivate Tamo Ye Upidayam Rataha Anyat Evahur Vidyaya Nyadahur Avidyaya Iti Susrumadhiranam Yenastad vicha chakshire vidyam cha yas tad vedo bhayam saha avidyayam rityum tritva vidyayam ritam asnute andham tama pravisanti ye asambhutim upasate tato bhuyai vati tamo yatu sambhutyam rataha. Go to page 91. Anyadevahu sambhavad Anyadahura sambhavad iti susrumadhiranam yenastad vichachakshire sambhutim cha vinasam cha yastad vedo bhayam saha vinasena mrityum tirdva sambhutyamritam asnute hiranmayena patrena satyasya pihitam mukham tattam pusan apabrinu Satya dharmaya dristaye Pushane karshe yama surya prajapatya Viharasmin samuha Tejo yatte rupam kalyanatamam Tatte pasyami yo asvavaso purushasoham asmi Bayuranilam amritam Athedam bhasmantam sariram Om Kratosmara Kritam Smara Kratosmara Kritam Smara Agne Naya Supatha Rai Asman Viswani Deva Vyunani Vidwan Yayodhi Asmal Juhuranam Eno Bhuistham Te Namoktim Vidhema Om Tatsa. So let's go to the translation, page 13. We'll read together the translation of all the invocation, then 17, then similarly we'll go to the, not the purport, only the translation. We'll read together, okay? The personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and because He is completely perfect, all emanations from Him, such as the phenomenal world, are perfectly cubed as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. Because He is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from Him, He remains the complete balance. Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself, which are set aside as his quota. And one should not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong. One may aspire to live for hundreds of years if he continuously goes on working in that way. For that sort of work will not bind him to the law of karma. There is no alternative to this way for man. The killer of the soul, whoever he may be, must enter into the planets known as the worlds of the faithless, full of darkness and ignorance. Although fixed in his abode, the personality of Godhead is swifter than the mind and can overcome all others running. The powerful demigods cannot approach him. Although in one place, he controls those who supply the air and rain. He surpasses all in excellence. The Supreme Lord walks and does not walk. He is far away, but he is very near as well. He is within everything, and yet he is outside of everything. He who systematically sees everything in relations to the Supreme Lord, who sees all living entities as his parts and parcel, and who sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything or any being. One who always sees all living entities as spiritual sparks, in quality and with the Lord, becomes a true knower of things. What then can be illusion or anxiety for him? Such a person must factually know the greatest of all, the personality of Godhead, who is unembodied, omniscient, beyond reproach, without veins, pure and uncontaminated, the self-sufficient philosopher who has been fulfilling everyone's desire since time immemorial. Those who engage in the culture of Nasian activities shall enter into the darkest region of ignorance. Worse still are those engaged in the culture of so-called knowledge. The wise have explained that one result is derived from the culture of knowledge and that a different result is obtained from the culture of Nasians. Only one who can learn the process of Nasians and that of transcendental knowledge side by side can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death and enjoy the full blessings of immortality. Those who are engaged in the worship of demigods enter into the darkest region of ignorance, and still more so do the worshipper of the impersonal absolute. It is said that one result is obtained by worshipping the supreme cause of all causes, and that another result is obtained by worshipping what is not supreme. All this is heard from the undisturbed authorities, who clearly explain it. One should know perfectly this personality of Godhead Sri Krishna and his transcendental name, form, qualities and pastimes, as well as the temporary material creation with its temporary demigods, man and animals. When one knows these, he surpasses death and the ephemeral cosmic manifestation with it. And in the eternal kingdom of God, he enjoys his eternal life of bliss and knowledge. O my Lord, sustainer of all that lives, your real face is covered by your dazzling effulgence. Kindly remove that covering and exhibit yourselves to your pure devotees. O my Lord, O primeval philosopher, maintainer of the universe, O regulative principle, destination of the pure devotees, while we serve the progenitors of mankind, please remove the effulgence of your transcendental rays so that I can see your form of bliss. You are the eternal supreme personality of Godhead, like unto the sun, as I am I. Let this temporary body be burned to ashes, and let the air life be merged with the totality of air. Now, O my Lord, please remember all my sacrifices, and because you are the ultimate beneficiary, please remember all that I have done for you. O my Lord, as powerful as fire, O omnipotent one, now I offer you all obeisances, falling on the ground at your lotus at your feet. O my Lord, please lead me on the right path to reach you. And since you know all that I have done in the past, please free me from the reactions to my past sins so that there will be no hindrance to my progress. Om Tat Sat. Ishopanishad Ki. So thank you everyone for coming so early in the weekdays. And we welcome to the Radha Madan Mohan Temple. And today is Kartik, the day of Ekadasi, which is 11th day in the lunar cycle. And this is very auspicious for performing devotional service on this day. And this is very very pious day, Rama Ekadasi. And I will explain that in the later part of this discourse today. But before that, I just wanted to get your opinion to read one purport and which one you think is more appropriate today. Which there is 18 slokas in this, 18 mantras in this Isopanishad. And which one we wanted to read one purport? Anything? And read something? Mataji, you want to say something? Want to read some sloka, which is mantra, which is very touchy to you today? Mantra 7. So Mantra 7 is page 49. Very good. So let's read the mantra again together. Everybody is there in the page 49?
Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmeva bhut bijanatah tatra kumoha kasoka ekattam anupasyatah. Let's read translation also. One who always sees all living entities as spiritual sparks, in quality one with the Lord,
becomes a true knower of things, what then can be illusion or anxiety for him? So we'll read purport one paragraph each. So do you have mic there? Okay, there is one also. So start from you, Prabhuji. Read one paragraph, then you give it to another person.
Except for the Madhyama Adhikari and the Uttama Adhikari discussed above, no one can correctly see the spiritual portion of a living being. The living entities are qualitatively one with the Supreme Lord, just as the spark of the fire are qualitatively one with the fire. Yet, the spark are not the fire as far as quantity is concerned. For the quantity of heat and light present in the spark is not equal to that in the fire. The Mahabhagavata, the great devotee, sees once is the sense that he sees everything as the energy of the Supreme Lord. Since there is no difference between the energy and the energetic, there is the sense of oneness. Although from the analytical point of view, heat and the light are different from the fire, there is no meaning of to the word fire without a heat and light. In the synthesis, therefore, heat and light and the fire are the same.
Thank you.
In this mantra, the words ekatvam anupasyataha indicates that one should see the unity of all living entities from the viewpoint of the revealed scriptures. The individual sparks of the Supreme Whole, the Lord, possesses almost 80% of the known qualities of the world, of the whole, but they are not quantitatively equal to the Supreme Lord. These qualities are present in minute quantity. For the living entity is but a minute part and parcel of the Supreme Whole. To use another example, the quantity of salt present in a drop is never comparable to the quantity of salt present in the complete ocean. But the salt present in the drop is qualitatively equal in chemical composition to all the salt present in the ocean. If individual living being were equal to the Supreme Lord, both qualitatively and quantitatively, there would be no question of his being under the influence of the material energy. In previous mantra, it has already been discussed that no living being, not even the powerful demigods, can surpass the Supreme Being in any respect. Therefore, ekatvam does not mean that the living being is equal in all respect to the Supreme Lord. It does, however, indicate that in a broader sense, there is one interest, just as in the family, the interest of all members is one, or in a nation, the national interest is one, although there are many different individual citizens. Since the living entities are all members of the same Supreme Family, their interest and that of the Supreme Being are not different. Every living being is the son of the Supreme Being. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 7.5, all living creatures throughout the universe, including birds, reptiles, ants, aquatics, trees, and so on, are emanation of the marginal potency of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, all of them belong to the family of the Supreme Being. There is no clash of interest.
Thank you.
The spiritual entities are meant for enjoyment, is stated in the Vedanta Sutra 1.1.12, Anandamayo Bhyasatam. By nature and constitution, every living being, including the Supreme Lord and each of his parts and parcels, is meant for eternal enjoyment. The living beings who are encaged in the material tabernacle are constantly seeking enjoyment, but they are seeking it on the wrong platform. Apart from the material platform is the spiritual platform, where the Supreme Being enjoys himself with his innumerable associates. On that platform, there is no trace of material qualities, and therefore that platform is called Nirguna. On the Nirguna platform, there is never a clash over the object of enjoyment. Here in the material world, there is always a clash between different individual beings, because here the proper center of enjoyment is missed. The real center of enjoyment is Supreme Lord, who is the center of sublime and spiritual rasa dancer. We are all meant to join Him and enjoy life with one transcendental interest and without any clash. That is the highest platform of spiritual interest. And as soon as one realizes this perfect form of oneness, there can be no question of illusion, moha or lamentation, soka.
Thank you.
A godless civilization arises from illusion, and the result of such a civilization is lamentation. A godless civilization, such as that sponsored by the modern politicians, is always full of anxieties, because it may be crushed at any moment. That is the law of nature. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, no one but those who surrender at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord can surpass the stringent laws of nature. Thus, if we wish to get rid of all sorts of illusion and anxiety and create unity out of all diverse interests, we must bring God into all our activities.
The results of our activities must be used to serve the interest of the Lord and not for any other purpose. Only by serving the Lord's interest can we perceive the Atmabhuta interest mentioned herein. The Atmabhuta interest mentioned in this mantra and the Brahmabhuta interest mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse 54, are one and the same. The Supreme Atma or soul is the Lord Himself, and the minute Atma is the living entity. The Supreme Atma or Paramatma alone maintains all the individual minute beings, for the Supreme Lord wants to derive pleasure out of their affection. The Father extends Himself through His children and maintains them in order to derive pleasure. If the children obey the Father's will, family affairs will run smoothly with one interest and a pleasing atmosphere. The same situation is transcendentally arranged in the Absolute Family of the Parabrahman and of the Supreme Spirit.
Thank you.
The Parabrahman is as much as a person as the individual entities. Neither the Lord nor the living entities are impersonal. Such transcendental person and personalities are full transcendental bliss, knowledge and life eternal. That is the real position of the spiritual existence, and as soon as one is fully cognizant of the transcendental position, he at once surrenders unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Being Shri Krishna. But such a Mahatma or a great soul is a very rarely seen, because such transcendental realization is achieved only after many, many births. Once it is attained, however, there is no longer any illusion, lamentation or the miseries of material existence or birth and death, which are all experienced in our present life. That is the information we get from this mantra of Sri Isopanishad.
Thank you very much. So this is a perfect mantra chosen. So each paragraph it is completed by all of us who are present here. So second thing is, one who always sees all living entities as spiritual sparks in quality one with the Lord becomes a true knower of things. What then can be illusion or anxiety for him? Any realization you got during your study, Prabhuji?
This is interesting. Maybe I'm under the illusion, but I read this mantra several times. Last 2 days ago, I was reading this just myself, sitting at home and reading. Mm-hmm. But we all understand the meaning. But how often we look the other animals or the plants and saying that we are our brothers? How often that realization happening? I don't know, it's happened for somebody else in a higher level, but personally, in that moment, I maybe close the book and look around and maybe to understand that things, but oftentimes we forget that.
Very good point. What Prabhuji is saying, that even though theoretically you can, sitting down here, you realize that, but just after going out from the room, because we tend to forget that. So how we can remember all the time? All the time, if you remember the lotus feet of Krishna, you can remember, but it is not practically possible unless we have come to the stage of undisturbed mind, steady mind, where you focus on something which is not causing my problem, because the mind is always flickering. And it diverts from one place to another place, another place. By the time you are absorbed with something else, then you forgot the original thing. So when you go to the office or when you go to your work, then basically we tend to forget Krishna, because we are absorbed with our work and all the things. But Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita that even though by performing your work, if you can remember me, that is also greatest art, karma kosalam. And that art we learn from the Isopanishads. Very good realization, Prabhuji. So let's see, this problem you identified, let's see how the solution can work. Do you have any?
This is actually my favorite mantra, because I have been really following this a lot in my life for the past few months. And I read Bhagavad Gita, and where Lord Krishna explains everything about how you have to focus your mind on Him with every single thing that you do in your life, so you don't get entangled in the material illusion. and it's really helping me, and I'm in very calm mind, and it's great. I mean, even when I see the plants, when I see animals, insects, anything, before I used to really kill spiders and stuff, and now if they approach me, I just look at them with love, thinking that it's a super soul is situated in their heart as well, and they are living their life, and we're all one soul coming out of as parts and parcels, and I see as one in everything now, and I don't hurt them anymore, and they don't even approach me anymore. So
yeah.
It's really...
It is ekottam, that's why.
Yeah.
It's a great realization. And I'll give you also one example, recent example, which is Prabhupada used to say that we have a new Vrindavan, there is a farm where you used to have a lot of cows. And there is a cow who doesn't have a calf, but still he gives so much of milk. Because the cows, whenever they are putting in the farm, in the slaughterhouse, they are so anxiety because they are living being. Out of fear and distress, they cannot even produce the milk because they know that any time this guy will kill me. There is no security. So once they are in the new Vrindavan farm, they give enough milks. They give enough milks because the love is there. And they know that this person is not going to kill me. Rather, he's protecting, he's loving me. The reciprocation is there. Even though without having a calf, he's giving milk. And another example from Bhagavatam, we say there is a great hunter, Mrigari. He was killing animals half-killed. He would kill as much as possible, but he will not kill completely. That is his nature. He wants to see the pain. He will kill the deer half. Just like they are choking, but they are not dying. He will kill the dogs, he will kill the birds. Just like half, they are likely, you know, just imagine the suffering and the pain they are going through. King, the Narad Muni, he did not find it really great thing. So one day he approached the hunter, Mrigari, hey, look one thing. You do one thing, you just kill them completely. Why are you killing them half? Because that is a great pain they are getting it. But by conversing with Narad Muni, he became a devotee. By the mercy of Narad Muni, he can make anybody devotee. So once he did that, the next time when he came with his brother as well as friend, Parbat Muni, both came to see Mrigari how he's doing. And when they approached to his ashram, Mrigari is coming from distance place, but he is likely going in a curvy way. So Parbat Muni asked Narad Muni, why is he coming like that? Is he limping, something? No, let's see, wait for him to ask. When he comes, then what is the problem? Oh, on my path there was a lot of ants, so I don't want to drop my feet over there so that they may be killed. So that's what I am very cautious, so that I don't put my steps somewhere else so that the ant will be killed. Just see the person who was half killing to the person, the transformations by association of a pure Vaishnava, Mahabhagavat. And that position which Prabhuji brought, that I cannot see, is because we may be in a Kanishta Adhikari. In the beginning of this statement, Prabhupada is mentioning Uttam Adhikari and to some extent Madhyam Adhikari. They can realize there is spirit soul, the conscious being. Because once you have developed the love for the trees and plants, you can imagine in your own home, if you have rose plants, they will also reciprocate the same love by giving you flowers, by offering them so much of association. If you have a calf, if you have anything, just imagine any pet animals, by loving, then they will develop that kind of thing. And once you see the spiritual being, only by Madhyam Adhikaris and Mahabhagavat, they can see. Others may not come to the right stage. Today I may be, but tomorrow I see I also kill sometimes ants. Because it is too much of spread around and we neglectful. We are so, you know, not caring, then we may forget the original, our situation. We need tend to happen that.
Love in there, but we never, you know, engaging. I never engage that is my brother or my sister is right there, that deer or that ant in a sense.
Because Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in 7:15, Davi hi esa gunamaya, gunamaya, mamamaya durattaya. Means this is all the divine, the three nature, mode of goodness, passions, and ignorance. It is my energy only. But mamamaya durattaya. He's saying that Durattya means is very difficult to surpass. And how it will get you? Mama evaya prapadyante. Those who surrender to me, then they will mayam etam tarantite. Those who will coming to me, then they will tarantite. That means they will be liberated from this one. But they have to, Hare Krishna. So they have to come to that stage to surrender me. So whatever you are saying, that we are always karana guna sangasya sadasat yoni sarveshu. means by the interaction of the modes of material nature, we got certain birth, we got certain bodies by our previous birth. By that one we got from a different family, higher or lower, different economical status, different education, mental, intellectual status, we get it. So all the things it comes up, that whenever we see, because the gunamai, the bhotic nature, the material manifestation is always trying to absorb you. Just imagine you are in a shell of 7 layer of earth, 7 layer of 20 layers of water, and everything is there, and you are in the middle of the ocean. Who can protect you? You can say that, no, I know swimming, I know how to cross it. But by the time you really find it out, then again you're tired. So you really completely depend on that. So you have to go to the ship, to the boat, and the boatman, and the favorable wind has to be there. Then only you can cross that. So even though all the things will come in the reflection of your mind, but as long as you're chanting the process of purification, you come to that stage where the Madhyamadhikari stage means by chanting, by regularly practicing various things. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Abhyaso Yoga Yuktena Chetasananagamina Paramam Purusam Divyam Yati Parthuna Chintayana. Means he is saying, Abhyas means practice. By practicing, Abhyaso Yoga Yuktena Chetasananagamina Paramam Purusam Divyam Yati Parthuna Chintayana Anuchintayana. You have to remember God by what? He cannot remember tomorrow. By coming for 1 year to the temple, he cannot remember God like that. It has to be a complete educational process. A systematic approach has to be there in order to remember God. And that is what Krishna is recommending, abhyas, by practice. And constant practicing, slowly endeavoring to the degree of manifestations within your heart, then only you can realize God. So very good realization. So we are read the Sri Usha Upanishad and we are reading Mantra 7, 49 page. We read through the purport. So from here, anybody wants to share anything? Prabhuji?
I'm not sure anybody else must have watched, but I was one time complimented by a colleague. He said, I don't know, maybe Buddhists also do Ahimsa Palan a lot. So he said there is some advertisement of a Clorox or something which comes on a TV, and they said they show a devotee of Lord. He will pick the spider individually and drop it outside the window like that. I don't know. And he was saying that, are you people like that? I mean, he was asking me as if we are from another planet. And I said, yes. Why? I mean, what right do we have? Have we produced it? We have practically no right to kill that. So, and then he said, yeah, I sometimes think actually that for my lunch, somebody has to lose the life. And I said, yeah, you are very intelligent. At least you are thinking. There are millions who doesn't even think that where your plate is coming from. So, and then I showed him the higher test, and he read it. But he said, I am too far in the my cycle, so it would be very difficult to reverse. Then I showed him that our one step towards Lord is 1,000 steps of Him, and His one step is He can take 3 words into that, and multiply by 1,000 would be enormous. So just one sincere attempt would be more than enough to start. And but he was a Christian, so he will go back to his original programming. But I just tried, and just looking at the ad, the way we are vegetarian and all that, and then they comment like one drop of yogurt has millions of bacteria. What about that? And I said, yes, these plants are also living entity. We do eat them. But the way we eat is we offer it to Lord and accept as a remnant. So we do not eat. It's considered as a... The other one is called ambrosia. The other one is bhoga in our language. Mm-hmm. And with this explanation, actually, he was very much touched. He said, yeah, actually, I have to do something about this.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point he's bringing. Even though, Prabhuji, whatever small conversation you do, sadhu sangha, sarvashastra kaya, lavamatra sadhu sangha, sarvasiddhi haya. That means, just by the momentary association of a devotees, you will sarvasiddhi, means all mystic perfection, you will get it. without doubt. I am giving one example which is bright. In one devotee in Australia, he was a kid, 13 years, 14 years old boy. He's living with his parents. And they have a video game because kids are all addicted to the video games, right? So he also used to play the video game. And in the video game, when you get some kind of jackpot or something, I don't know, something if you get it, then it tells a beautiful words or something that you got it, something like that. So in that video game, somehow somebody programmed it. It says, Goranga, Goranga, something he says, Goranga. So he used to also, Goranga, he tells that. But after 1 or 2 years, that word is there. It is not that all video games give it, but it was some one of them. But one day he was walking on the street, and there was our Sankirtan party. And they are also chanting, Goranga, Goranga. Then he recollects and, you know, establishes, oh, Goranga, I will, my video game. This guy, video game guy. So in that connection, he jumped into the next day he came to the temple and became a devotee. He was taking initiation in LA. I was there with Devamrut Maharaj. At the time, he was sharing his experience and how he became a devotee. So we should not neglect even the small conversation, even they come back to his original position. You never know. That remains. Mind is a pattern of films. It keeps. But there may be dots. That doesn't mean that the film is wasted. Film is there. It is dirty. So you never know. Sometimes it may, somebody can pick it up and that film can trigger a devotional service. So whatever conversation we have, so never be dissatisfied. Our job is to please Gauranga Mahaprabhu by giving this message the way he wants, not the way we want. And the way we want is, Jare dekho tare ko Krishna Mahapadesh. Amar Agya Guru Haite. Just become a spiritual master and go street to street. Jare dekho tareko Krishna Naam Upadesh. Give this message of Krishna to one and all, whomever you see, whatever you see. And by the preaching mode, how you can preach it? Nityanand Maharaj, whenever Nityanand Prabhu, whenever he goes door to door, he knocks the door, and when the owner opens the door, he sees nobody else. Who is knocking the door? He flat. Obeisances. Because he is flat, so he cannot see him. So they will be wondering where the person is knocking the door. Then they see ground. Oh my God, he is flat. He is requesting everyone, please chant the holy name of God. That is the way they preach it. So at least we can follow their message whenever we see Jare Dekho Tareko Krishna Naam Upadesh. So with this Ishopanishad, we will go to the Bhagavad Gita. But before we go, we'll do a small bhajan and then we'll go to the Bhagavad Gita class. Okay?